I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Hello, my darling friends. Welcome back to the show. It's Tuesday today, and we are diving into a week that's centered around letting go, particularly aligning our inner work and the spiritual healing work that we're doing right now with what nature is doing right outside our front door. This is the season when everything wilts and surrenders and returns to the earth. This is a season of death in so many ways. Of course, death as a purpose of regeneration so that things can regrow and bloom again in the spring and summer. So looking at that from that lens and that perspective, looking at ourselves and at our old lives, I am really interested in right now what you have outgrown in the past season of your life. No matter if we are actively on a very intense journey of growth or not, because of course we have different cycles in life. Sometimes we are very activated and we are working on ourselves in that very dedicated way. And then we have other cycles when we're just not and we're more laid back and we're focusing on other things. We have a different focus and center of our lives. But regardless of where we are always changing and growing. We are always evolving. We are not the same exact person as we were 1 year ago. I am not exactly the same as I was at the beginning of summer, right? So much changes within us and around us all the time. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So I want to know, what have you outgrown this year? Just sit with the simplicity and complexity of that question. What have you outgrown this year? And just see where your intuition takes you. For me, I feel like I have outgrown many, many things. There are lots of things that I did last year, lots of ways that I thought about the world and thought about myself, a lot of labels I held on to for a long time that I really have outgrown in this past year, in this past season. So give yourself really a moment to contemplate here what you have outgrown this year. And it can be small things. Perhaps you've outgrown little habits or little things that you used to do in the day-to-day. Maybe you've outgrown big things. Maybe you outgrew a relationship this year. Maybe you outgrew a big story or narrative that you've been telling yourself about yourself your whole entire life. Perhaps you've changed a lot. Maybe you've changed a little. but take a moment to really sit with whatever this thing is, feeling the energy of this old thing. You know, whenever we outgrow something, whether it's a behavior or a pattern or a person or a way of life or a job, whenever we outgrow something, we tend to arrive first at a state of discomfort. It feels like, you know, we're wearing a shirt that's two or three sizes too small. We're just not feeling aligned, not feeling calm and settled in that role or in that relationship or with that person anymore, right? We always have that moment of struggle, of discomfort before we arrive at the true knowing of, well, hey, I am ready to put this down. I am ready to move on from this thing. I'm actually completely ready to let this thing go. And this specific season is asking you that question. What is that thing that you have already outgrown that you are now ready to surrender, that you are now ready to walk away from, to let fall away? Just like the trees shed their leaves this season, what layers of yourself are you ready to shed right now? This is a great place to begin a longer session of journaling, I really think. Just contemplating what you have outgrown in this past year. The journaling prompt is as simple as it sounds. This year, I have outgrown. And just see where that takes you. I do invite you to go deep for this one so you can really arrive at that place of clarity. And then we're going to deepen our practices around letting go as we continue on with this week. Thank you so much for being here today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.